The sanctifying tulsi tree will grow in Goloka, on the coast of the Virajar River, on the Rastan site, in the forests of Vrindavan, Bandira, Champaka, Chandana, and in the groves of Madhavi, Ketaki, Kunda, Malika, and Malati. You will live in sacred places and bestow the highest religious merit. All the holy spots will converge and reside at the root of the tulsi tree, and thus spiritual merits will accrue to all. O fair one, all the demigods and I will wait there to gather the falling tulsi leaves. Whoever will be moistened or anointed with the water that has been sanctified by tulsi leaves will reap the benefits of having bathed in all the sacred rivers and performed all kinds of sacrifices. Lord Hari will not be as pleased with the gift of 1,000 jars of honey as with one tulsi leaf. Offering one such leaf as a gift will bring the same reward obtained by offering millions of cows. If at the time of death one drinks or gets the tulsi leaf water, one will be freed of all his sins and proceed to Vaikuntha. Whoever drinks the tulsi leaf water daily will be redeemed in his lifetime and receive the benefit of a dip in the Ganges. Whoever plucks a tulsi leaf, keeps it on his person, and then leaves his body in a holy place will go to Vishnu Loka. Anyone who worships me with this leaf daily will reap the blessings of 100,000 horse sacrifices. Anyone who leaves his body holding a tulsi leaf in his hands will be saved from all sins. Anyone who wears a necklace composed of tulsi wood will surely, at every step, get the reward of a horse sacrifice. Whoever breaks his promise while holding the tulsi leaf will go to the Kalasutra hell for as long as the sun and moon last. Anyone who gives false evidence in the presence of the tulsi leaf will go to the Kumbhipaka hell for as long as the lifespans of 14 Indras. Whoever at the time of death drinks or gets a little tulsi leaf water will certainly proceed to Vaikuntha, leaving in a jeweled airplane. Lord Hari will decapitate that person who, on the day of the new moon or the full moon, or on the 12th or last day of the lunar month, or after being anointed with oil just before taking a bath, or at noon, night, daybreak, or sundown, or in a state of impurity, or in one's night dress, will cull or pluck the tulsi leaf. O chaste one, even if the tulsi leaf is kept for 3 nights and becomes dry, it can still be employed in connection with funeral ceremonies, vows, gifts, consecration of temples, and the worship of demigods. If tulsi leaves that were offered to Lord Vishnu have fallen on the ground or on water, are then properly washed, they may still be used for other sacred purposes. You will always be the presiding deity of the tulsi plant here on earth, and at the same time, you will always sport with Sri Krishna in solitude in Goloka. You will also be the presiding deity of the Gandaki River, and thereby shower India with religious merit. You will further be the wife of the ocean of salt, which is my partial expansion. O chaste goddess, you will always remain personally by my side and enjoy my company as Lakshmi does.